A group of more than 100 members of the Oromo community took part in another march to protest the death of a famous singer. They gathered at a park near the Mary J. Trelia Community House with flags and signs before heading to the federal courthouse in downtown Sioux City.
They are demanding for justice for Hachalu Hundesa, who got killed. They are demanding for that. And then they're asking for Ethiopian government to release Jawar Muhammad, who is a leader of Oromo people. And then he's activist. And then Bakale Garba is a leader also. They are jailed.
That's Sophia Batty, who moved here 10 years ago to start a family.
We are in America right now, but we still cannot sleep or eat or do anything because our people are dying.
Batty says communication is down in her home country, so she doesn't know if her mother or siblings are safe.
It's so hard when you see people die. Women's life is matter. Everybody's life is matter.
Ethiopia's attorney general says two men confessed to killing the singer as part of a plot to topple the government. Police in the country say 240 people have been killed by recent unrest. For Siouxland Public Media News, I'm Sheila Brummer.